It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It is Tuesday, and we do this each and every Tuesday, and today is no different. Right about now, we get a chance to do Game On and Game O with the editor-in-chief, the chief creative officer, the chief licensing officer, you, the photographer, the film, everything, the talent, everything for Carolina Blitz, Ms. Vashti Hurd. What's going on, Vashti?
Huh? This Isaiah kid is in Detroit, but you don't come at the king in the manner that he came at the king and think you just gonna slide by and get away with it. You just don't do that.
Well, okay. Funny enough, because Reese challenged me earlier, and I went and looked back at the clip. For like 2 minutes, he was standing there right face to face, nose to nose with LeBron. He didn't take one swing.
Exactly. Then all
because
of that
because at the time he wasn't bleeding, K-Mac. K-Mac, he wasn't bleeding. No, the blood when he started leaking, that changed the whole. No. He wasn't bleeding at the time he's in front of LeBron. That changed the whole landscape when he started leaking. That changed the whole conversation.
And if you're gonna throw a punch, throw a punch. All of those dramatics is not necessary. Real people square up off rip. Not all of that. Oh, hold me back.
Let me tell you something.
Matter of fact, I felt like he should have got suspended more games because he embarrassed himself.
Oh my God! You know what? But no, coming from you, I'm not. I know I'm not shocked hearing that coming from you because you be.
It was embarrassing watching him run around and stuff like that.
What was embarrassing was he should have stole LeBron like he's LeBron stole him. Because I'm telling you, that's been me.
Right.
I've been in that situation. When you see blood, it changed the whole conversation.
Y'all been on the block before.
Yes.
Y'all been on the block, and we have all been on the block. Were you fighting for position to get a rebound off of a free throw? Like, this is what you do. Your arms get mixed up, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude was
goodness.
Holding him.
Vesta,
was
I know you.
LeBron was going to get off.
Oh, my. Vesta, are you saying
wait a minute,
that was a basketball move, Vesta? Really?
I'm just saying, this is what happens on the block when you're jockeying for a position for a rebound.
He was on a high block. Hey, the ball, Vesta, he was on a high block, and the ball went to the basket. The ball went through the basket. Why he even box out at that point?
Hold on.
That
hold
man
on,
should have been suspended five games for just the
hold on, Vesta. Oh, my hold goodness. On, Vesta. This is my exit. You can let me off right here, LeBron shot him a boat now. Come on now. Let's keep it a band now. Come on.
All right.
He shot him a boat.
Anyway,
trust me.
I just had to let y'all know my opinion on that. Panthers Twitter packed Joey Sly up yesterday after the former Carolina and current Washington kicker posted a picture of him from Sunday's game with the caption, "I'm back," which many perceived as a reference to Cam Newton's "I'm back" touchdown celebration during the Panthers' Week 10 loss to the Cardinals. Joey Sly basically then, and it was a clear reference. The wording was exactly the same. But in his Instagram story, Joey said that he posted a picture of him and Cam with the caption saying it had nothing to do with Cam, and then the next picture of the Washington football team and saying that it had everything to do with a great team win. People on Twitter really came at him. He said, saying, for example, does Joy Sly realize he's been on four different teams before week 10? Certified bum. So I ask you guys, game on or game over, that Sly's post was more about acknowledging a great team win than taking shots at Carolina.
Do we really have to answer this? You know, where he's taking shots at Carolina.
You think it's okay, Mike?
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm back? Come on.
Yeah, he probably was. Game on. I agree with that. I agree with that. The more I think about it, yeah.
But to me, I mean, if you're taking shots, say it with your chest. Don't go back in your stories and say you weren't taking a shot at Cam. You were clearly taking a shot at Cam. The whole team was taking shots at Cam because as they were leaving and I was heading to the press box, you know, I heard players saying, you know, y'all got Cam back and y'all still lost. So, you know, this is the whole energy that was surrounding the team. And Joy Sly, you know, you felt like this was your get back. Then say it with your chest.
So the Watch football team talking junk. I mean, I get it.
They were. They were talking junk.
Hold on, Rick. Wait a minute. We won the game.
It's still the Washington football team, though.
I mean, whatever. We won the game, and we're on a 2-game winning streak. We took down Tom Brady, who you saw last night, who still is Tom Brady, the week before that. And then we came back and followed that up with, you know, stifling the resurgence of Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey and a newly energized Carolina Panthers team. So let's not diminish the accomplishments of the Washington football team over the last couple of weeks.
They've been diminished.
Whoa. I mean, they've been diminished for quite some time. Thank you.
Thank you, Reese.
I mean, I can't believe they came at your mouth. Go ahead, Vasta.
Exactly. Like, we're still not talking. They don't even have a mascot. It's just the Washington football team. Like, really? I don't argue with people or teams that don't have mascots or, we're not even doing
our
that.
Teams, all our right. teams are not even over 500. So don't talk to me. You get over 500 exactly. and you get a mascot. I'm sorry.
All right. College basketball writer Jeff Goodman and UNC Twitter was kind of split on this last night. He took a shot at Hubert Davis last night. He tweeted, Wes Miller, first coach to start his career at the school with 5 wins. Bearcats just pummeled Illinois. With all due respect to Hubert Davis, Miller was always my pick to replace Roy in Chapel Hill.
Now, who said this?
Game on or game over. Jeff Goodman, you know, the national college basketball writer.
Oh, okay.
Game on or game over, that it's too soon to criticize Hubert Davis.
Wait a minute. And what was he using as a reference? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Wes Miller, Miller was the first coach to start his career at the school with 5 wins. Bearcats just pummeled Illinois. With all due respect to Hubert Davis, Miller was always my pick to replace Roy in Chapel Hill. Tar Heel
fans, played Cincinnati
some
10
didn't,
times, yeah. they beat the brakes off the ball every time they played them. Anyway, okay. I'm sorry.
So is it too soon to criticize Hubert Davis?
No, let me say this. First of all, I watched the Cincinnati game. I knew that was going to happen. So I said to myself, somebody's going to say that. Because they're comparing Hubert to Wes Miller because, you know, Wes wanted the job too. And by the way, K-Man, Cincinnati have a really good basketball team. So I'm not sure who wins that game right now. They play Carolina, to be fair about it. But, I think it's a fair comment to make if Jeff Goodman, if he favored Wes Miller over Hubert. But the overall question, it is too soon. I mean, let's see Cincinnati play Purdue, which is a number 6 ranked team in the nation, and Tennessee, which is not that bad either. But Illinois is not a good basketball team. Cincinnati beat last night? Yeah. It's too soon.
I hear you, Reese. It's still Cincinnati.
Yeah, but no, K-Man, they got a good team, though. Seriously.
Man,
they
really I don't want to hit at you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you keep on. I tell you what. Why don't you have them come find us, you know, in March? How about that?
Okay. All right.
So K-Mac, is it too soon to criticize Hubert Davis?
Way too soon. I think it's way too soon. And off of the small sample size of what's been accomplished at Cincinnati, regardless, as we say, they have a good team. That's what we're using? Come on now.
I agree. And now, I mean.
But if that's your guy, that's your guy.
Yeah.
UNC's defense has been lackluster. And so I put that on coaching, but I do not feel like Hubert Davis should be criticized for taking a loss to a very good Purdue team and a top 25 ranked Tennessee team. Yeah. Now they did struggle with College of Charleston. They struggled with another team as well, but it's still early in the season and they still have a lot of talent. I think that Hubert will tighten up this defense. Hopefully he'll need to. But to start criticizing him, 5-6 games into the season, I thought this was kind of petty by Jeff Goodman, whether this is his guy or not. I just didn't think. I don't think other coaches would be getting the same energy. So I don't think it's right.
But we all know, and this is what I'm afraid of, that it's gonna be like a magnifying glass on top of Hubert Davis, everything he does.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not because of his coaching ability, but because of his race. And I'll be totally honest with you about that. And I really feel that way. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. Sticking with UNC, Sam Howell missed last week's game against Wofford with an upper body injury. When asked about his recovery yesterday, Howell said that he's, quote unquote, getting there, getting better, making progress every day. This week, the Tar Heels will look to spoil NC State's shot at playing for an ACC championship. Game on or game over, that, I mean, with the disclaimer that he's healthy, Sam Howell should play versus NC State.
Game on, 100%. That's why you come to Carolina for this game. Absolutely.
If you're injured, sit out. Oh, wait a minute.
Sit out for when? For what?
That's right. You really weren't injured. So yeah.
Ooh.
You load management. That's what this was about. I ain't mad at him though. I mean, they didn't need him to play Wofford, so I mean, why not take the week off?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Take the week off. He gonna play. He ain't sitting out. He ready to go.
He should play. That's why you come to school to play this game. So you should play. Right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good look that you sit out Wofford as if Wofford, you know, you're supposed to take every opponent seriously. So you load management, you sit out against Wofford, then you come back against NC State. Then I mean, does he play in the bowl game? I personally think at this point, you know, he's not going to help his draft stock anymore. The only thing he could do is hurt it. And if he cares about where he's drafted or his potential or his chances at the next level, you just basically, you cruise on and you start getting ready for the draft. I know, you know, it's not the go team, go thing to say, but this is a time that we live in. Somebody had posed a question about, since NIL, could the bowl, let's say UNC goes to the Duke's Mayo Bowl or whatever, could they pay Sam Howell to play?
They could.
Part of the NIL.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, why
not? Another interesting aspect.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. With the sitting out against Wofford, and then now you're all of a sudden you're well enough to play against NC State, and they've been really kind of hush-hush about what this injury is. You know, I don't know. I just think if you're going to sit out, then just because of health, then sit out because of health.
Mm. Okay. But he better now. I feel better now.
Oh, okay. All right. It's been a tough couple of years for David Cutcliffe and the Duke Blue Devil football team. But when asked if he has more football left in him, the 67-year-old coach says he still has a lot of fight left in him. This is the quote. That's what everybody's speculating. I got more. I don't know if I look worn out or look all that bad, but I got a lot of fire in me. I'm a young football coach. I love doing what I'm doing. Has this been fun? No. Has this been rewarding? Yes. Because you find out more about yourself during these times. Here is the test. I've had to fight adversity all my life. And if you don't run from it, I mean, you just get better. So game on or game over that Cutcliffe will be Duke's head football coach next season.
Game, I don't know, be honest with you. That's a great question. That's a really good question. I'm thinking no. Game, I'm thinking no. Because selfishly, I'd rather see him kind of chill out, maybe become, I don't know, one of those quarterback, you know, whisperers, if you will. But coach, I don't know, what else can he do at Duke? You know, I mean, it's not about him. It's really about the Duke program in general. So,
yeah. I feel like since it doesn't appear that there was a transition plan after this being the last season, I think he will coach next season, but it will be his last season, and you will see the transition plan during all of next season.
Mm-hmm. That could be true, too. Yeah. What do you think?
Do you think Duke would fire him though?
No, I don't think so.
Why? Let me tell you something. If they hadn't been able to get the last 50 years of
bad juju off of him. You mess around and fire Coach Cut, you in for another 50.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Before reading this statement, I thought, okay, this is his swan song against Miami. But mm-hmm. him clearly saying that he's got more, definitively saying that he's got a lot of fire in him, and me agreeing with you guys, I don't think that Duke actually comes out and fires him because of, you know, he did, I mean, what, several years ago, he brought the football team back to relevancy, even if it was just for a couple of years. I think K-Mac makes a good point. They kind of maybe groom somebody or decide how they want to go in the next direction or in a new direction. But Cutcliffe, I mean, he says he's a young football coach, but 67 years ain't lying. I mean, 67 is not young. So, you know, maybe it's time for him to move on. But I think he'll probably be the coach next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we have time for one more?
Last one, Vashti. Make it quick. Look what we got.
Okay. Paolo Banchero addressed charges of aiding and abetting DWI for the first time last night in Duke's win over the Citadel. When asked how he's been and if he's learned from what he's been going through, he said, quote, "Been all right. You know, my teammates have my back, so it wasn't too hard for me. Not going to say it wasn't on my mind the last two games. It was, and I feel like today was a bounce back game for me, and I felt good out there." And then when asked about if he's learned from it, he said, "I mean, I think we all learned from it. Can't really say much about it, but we learned from it and we handled it as a team. We moved on. We want to get on with our season. Game on or game over, that is time to move on from Duke's DWI story."
I say game on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's game on.
No, I agree.
What are we going to do? Give him a death penalty? I mean, hell. Exactly. what else we want to do?
Well, never know. Some of those UNC fans have a different amount of energy.
Reese said you never know these days.
These days, you never know. You walk in and think things are going to be, it's a sure thing. Next thing, you're like, damn, that's what happened? Like that movie Life. You never know. You never know.
You think yourself like,
what's that life?
That wasn't, what? Hey, you do realize I wasn't even present, but okay, right. Go ahead.
You just never know these days, Vesta. You can't. It's not a certainty at all. So I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Thank you for that reminder, Reese. Appreciate that. Thank you for that. Let's not assume anything.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right, Vesta. As always,
all right, guys. Remember, don't come at the king. Don't come at the king.
You know what? You know what? Anyway, I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm not going to.
Don't come at the king. Okay.
Best time. Was that a hounds tooth? Was that a hounds tooth?
Yeah, it was.
Sunday?
Yeah, that was hounds tooth. Hounds tooth in the end zone. In the end zone.
Yeah, yeah. You rolling with the hounds tooth on Sunday. Fifth, the fifth of Sunday was hounds
tooth. No, it wasn't hounds tooth, but I did do a pattern mix.
I told you, boy, you better stop. Now people listening now. I told you. All right, Vass, we gone.
All right, guys.
All right, we good. Reset, people listening. Be careful. Watch out.